In our first example, we want you to use the value of listening to identify what is occurring. Then, use strength-based planning that addresses ways that the person can regain control in the situation.
Keegan has been struggling with the symptoms of paranoid schizophrenia. He is receiving services from a support employment provider and a residential provider. He plays basketball with peers from another residence, but as his symptoms escalate, he refuses to go. Keegan believes that his team wants him to quit and are trying to ruin his credibility in the league. He has also stopped taking his medication. A staff member tries to take him to his weekly practice, but Keegan refuses to go. He starts to tell the staff person what is happening, but the staff tells him that his team misses him and that he is being silly. Keegan begins to escalate because he knows that something is going on, and he states that he feels sabotaged. He says that the staff is in on it too, and decides that he needs to leave the home immediately because he feels unsafe. He leaves, and the police are called to ensure his safety.